May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 169. 169. Some wise men of opinions boast and sleep on doctrine's sound. But Lord, let not my soul be lost on such enchanted ground. Hymn 169.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. We'll read together Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. May God bless the reading of his holy word to us, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee again for gathering us in this house of prayer. Lord, we come before thee as poor, unworthy sinners. And Lord, in our state and condition by nature, we are vile, lost, ruined, guilty sinners. And yet, Lord, in thy infinite mercy, thou hast gathered us together here around thy open word. And before us, the service of worship. And oh, we do pray that in this gathering of us together here this evening, that we may prove that it is ordered by thee. Lord, we pray that it may be for the good of our souls, that it might please thee to reveal thyself in the reading and the preaching of thy word, and as we sing thy praises. We pray that there may be food for our souls. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt shine thy light upon thy word. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt pour out thy Holy Spirit upon us, that the word may be suited and applied by the power of God. Pray that it may accomplish those things that thou art determined to do. We pray, Lord, that thou bless us so that thy word may have free course and be glorified here. And pray that it may be mightily used to pull down those strongholds of sin and Satan, to deliver thy captives out of the bondage of sin. And we pray, Lord, that thy word may be used to comfort and edify thy people. Lord, thou knowest what is needed. Thou knowest, Lord, how we've come. And Lord, we pray that thou look upon us in compassion. And Lord, that thou would have mercy upon us and pour out thy blessing here this evening, that there may not be room enough in our hearts to receive it, that thou would be pleased to open the windows of heaven, and that we may prove thee now herewith. We pray, Lord, that thou remember us each, and Lord, visit us with thy salvation. Deliver us, Lord, from our indwelling sin. May sin not have dominion over us. May we know the liberty which the Church of God has by the precious blood of Jesus. May we be partakers of that liberty. Or may we know that freedom. For if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Then, Lord, we pray that thou wilt glorify thyself in our gathering here this evening, that thou wilt come and make the place of thy feet glorious, that thou wilt presence thyself here, that thou wilt order all our worship for us, that we may know thy drawing power. Pray, Lord, that we may leave thy house different to how we came, that there may be much done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Deliver us, Lord, from the corruptions of our hearts. Deliver us, Lord, from that lukewarm spirit. Revive thy work, we pray, in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years made known. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt show us thy mercy and grant us thy salvation. Lord, we pray for those that are seeking after thee. Oh, may, Lord, those seekers be finders. May they find what they long for. Oh, may Christ be revealed and Christ made precious to them. May he appear as the altogether lovely one. Lord, who grant us the gift of true living faith. May there be faith mixed with our hearing. And may we hear to the profit of our souls. We pray then that thou wilt bless us. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Shine into any hearts that feel darkness and deadness. Lord, who remove the unbelief. Lord, who take away that murmuring spirit. Bring us with a broken and a contrite heart to thy feet. Subdue, Lord, the power of sin within, and may we find grace triumphant reigning in our hearts. Oh, may there be the putting down of the old man of sin, and may that new creature come forth. Oh, we pray for that life divine to be given to hearts that are still dead in sin. We pray that those that are dead in sin may be awakened out of that sleep of death. May there be, Lord, that voice commanding deliverances for Jacob, even life forevermore. Oh, Lord, do then bless this church and congregation. Lord, do unite them in one heart and mind to serve the living God.
Bless them abundantly with the riches of thy grace. Grant to them, Lord, that there may be that unity of the Spirit known and felt among them. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou bless those that hold office in the church here, and strengthen and help them, grant them wisdom and grace in fulfilling their office. Lord, we do pray for the church, that thou bless them. Lord, make them a praying people. Lord, do hear and answer those prayers that are offered up. Lord, we pray that thou gather in from the congregation into the church, and that there might be that building up in numbers and in grace. Lord, that thy work might appear, that thou glorify thyself, and the bringing forth of thy children, and planting them in the church of God here. And remember this village and surrounding district. Lord, who cause thy dead elect to gather in to this house of prayer. And we pray, Lord, the same blessings upon each of the causes of truth throughout this land, and indeed throughout the earth. And that thou, Lord, build up thy one church. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Prepare us, Lord, for a never-ending eternity. Lord, make us right, make us ready. Lord, may that day not take us by surprise, with that solemn reminder in recent days in our nation. Lord, our Queen has been taken from us through death, and the old must die, but the young may die. Oh, that we may give diligence to make our calling and our election sure. Oh, that thou prick our hearts. And Lord, that the death of one so prominent in our nation might be used for the stirring up of the hearts of many. And that question asked, how stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? Oh, may we have a religion none but Jesus. May his blood and righteousness be our only hope. Oh, do save us then from resting short. Save us from sins of presumption. Save us from taking it for granted. Save us, Lord, from thinking that there's plenty of time. Oh, save us in thy love and in thy mercy. Lord, we pray that thou bless the children and young people. Grant them, Lord, an understanding heart while they're young. Keep them with a tender conscience. Lord, we pray that thou guide their feet. Be that good shepherd going on before them. Lord, help them in the choices and decisions they have. And as many around will try and influence them, may those influences for good be those that prevail. Oh, we do pray that thou guide their feet. Be that wall of fire round about, and the glory in the midst. Oh Lord, may there be many of them brought to seek now their Creator in the days of their youth. And so help us, Lord, we pray. We come before Thee with many things, Lord, that have not been mentioned. Many cases, Lord, there are those that are afflicted, those that are troubled, those unable to be here. Lord, those listening in who may feel out of the way, out of the secret, pass by. Lord, Thou knowest that there may be those present but feel lonely, isolated, though in a crowd. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt appear and arise for our help and touch the mountains that they may smoke. And Lord, that Thou wilt bless us and grant us the felt sense of Thy presence. It may be whispered into each of our hearts, certainly, I am with Thee. Take not Thy Holy Spirit from us. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. We ask these things. We pray for the pardon of every sin. Oh, we pray to be washed and cleansed in that fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. We pray that Thou forgive anything that is amiss in our worship. We ask that Thou wilt receive us graciously. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask in His name and for His sake. Amen.
Hymn 908. Saved is the sinner that believes, the sacred gospel annals show. To him repentance Jesus gives, and sins complete remission too. Hymn 908.
Thank you. Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the 9th verse. Philippians chapter 3, and the 9th verse. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I wonder if there are any here, or how many of you here and listening in this evening, and Paul's expression, Paul's desire of our text is your desire. He says, and be found in him. This is the expression of a true longing soul, a desire to be found in Christ Jesus. This is how it was laid on me. The Lord, when he began in my heart, and it came. And it wasn't through a revelation of my sin that was to come. It wasn't through the terror of a broken law that was to come. It was from a sight, from a meeting with, from a view of the godly. It was from a gathering at someone's house to mark a 30th birthday. And it was there, as I attended, it was there that for the first time I felt a longing to be one of them. And I was well into my 30s, and I'd been among the godly from birth. But that night, when I left that house, I knew clearly, I saw clearly, that they had something I didn't have. And how I wanted it. It wasn't in the preaching. It wasn't in the reading of the word. It was a witness of their conversation that night. And what a witness. It was no set up evening. It wasn't planned that the outcome should be this. But under the power of God, that was the outcome for me. I went away, and I, having heard them speak, and having heard them speak of their hope, and having heard of their love to Jesus, and the love that Jesus Christ had shown to them, oh, how my heart went out after it. And in the preaching of my pastor, Mr. Ramsbottom, shortly after that night, he took verse 10, that I may know him. And that was it for me, that I may know him. And I remember sitting in Bethel Chapel, I looked down at my Bible, and I thought, that's my prayer, that I may know him. And then I looked at this verse above, and be found in him. And that was my prayer. And I prayed it over and over and over again, that I may know him and be found in him. And that was my desire. And the Lord put it there. And I couldn't have given it myself. The Lord gave me that desire. It was, some have said, an aching void the world just cannot fill. Well, the way he showed me, we haven't time this evening, it's not the time either this evening, but that was my prayer. And I wonder if it's your prayer, and be found in him. Calvin, in his interpretations of this passage of scripture, says in more of an active way, and find in him. And it is true, isn't it? The sinner finds in him that the righteousness that he hasn't of his own. The sinner finds in him the answer to all of his failings and his own shortcomings. The sinner finds in Christ Jesus the forgiveness of his sins. He finds in Christ Jesus the very salvation of his soul. Everything he finds in him that he needs for this life and for eternity. But I received it in the way that the translators received it, in more of this passive way, and be found in him. Or, if you like, and be in him. In him. That's the sense, to be in him. Because, dear friends, if we are not in him, then we are out of him. And we know, don't we? The word of God declares it. Oh, there is therefore now no condemnation. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Oh, then to have this desire. Oh, and I wonder if there's a few this evening. And this is the language of your heart as you come into the house of God tonight. And this is your prayerful longing to be found in him. To be found in him. You say, okay, going back to your own personal experience and your prayer that I may know him and be found in him, you might say, well, surely you as a five-point Calvinist, surely you believe that his people have always been in him. Well, why would you come and plead and pray this prayer to be found in him? You're either in or you're not. You're either in or out. You're either lost or saved. Dear friends, that's not the language and the reasonings of a heart that feels a longing to be right. That is not the language of those of you who are under the conviction of sin, is it? You know, as the Lord began to show me, firstly, something of my own self. Dear friends, it seemed like he wiped every single reason and hope that I had of ever being found in him. That's what he did, because I was there, and he needed to go down there. I must have had something that I'd collected over the years in my chapel attendance, and that had to go. And I had to be brought empty. That humbling and that conviction and that being made aware and conscious of our sin. Yeah, but you say, well, how can you pray and be found in him? Surely it's either done or not. It was either done in eternity past or not. The word of God declares that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul speaks of it, doesn't he? Clearly sets forth these precious truths and doctrines. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, verse 4 of Ephesians 1, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And there you are praying that the Lord would bring you in, that you might be found in him. These things don't add up, do they? Dear friends, they do. You know, I was so utterly destitute of any hope in myself when the Lord had brought me into that conviction. And yet I couldn't bear the thought of being left out. And I was pleading, whatever it took, make me one of thy children. I couldn't bear the thought, although everything around me in my heart was testifying to the opposite, I couldn't bear the thought of not being one of them. The doctrines are one thing, but you see, beloved friends, this being found in him is twofold. The truth of the doctrine is right. His people were in him before the world was formed, chosen in Christ before this world had its being. That is the truth. That is the sweet and blessed truth. And that is a secret that is hidden. It's hidden to that one that is born in this world of sin. And he's born dead in trespasses and in sins. His part in it, the secret love of God in choosing that his children in Christ before the world was formed, is hidden. It's a secret. Found in him. Every one of them found in him. Found in Christ. In Christ before the world was formed. Known unto God. Loved with an everlasting love. And yet unaware. They are unaware. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows them all. And though they're scattered throughout time and scattered throughout geography, around the globe, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And though they're born dead in sin, yet the Lord knoweth them that are his. And they're safe. And their eternal security and safety is never in doubt. And nothing that this created world can do can alter the love of God toward them. And nothing that takes place in this world can ever affect their standing in Christ Jesus. They are safe. There's none like them. Oh, the safety of the people of God. Oh, may the Lord apply something of the safety of his people to you and I, so that our hearts go out after it. And so what is our prayer? Yes, it's the prayer, the seeker's prayer. It is, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It is, as the Lord is pleased to touch the heart and to begin that work of grace. What is it? It is the beginning of that effectual calling. It is the beginning of the awakening. It is the beginning of their standing, their part, their interest in these things being made known to them. And so there's a being found in him in that secret way before time began. And there's a being in him as revealed by experience in the outworking of their lives. And so, in a very real sense, it is going from being lost to being found. It is going, being transported from being lost in sin to being saved with an everlasting salvation. It is in the very experience of it as this secret part is revealed. It is by experience that they go from the dunghill to be set among princes. Darkness turning to light, sorrow into joy, be found in him. And so when you're led, I pray every one of you, in time and in the Lord's way, will be found praying for the salvation of your souls, praying that prayer of the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Feeling something of your sin and seeing something of the hope in Jesus and the fullness and the freeness of his death and resurrection. Something of his sufferings for his poor unworthy people. And something of the hope in the blood of Jesus to cleanse a soul from all its filth and corruption and sin. Oh, that prayer. The one who prays it is praying that he might be found in him. And really he's praying that he might have been found in him not from the 18th of September 2022, but right back. As he might be found in Christ, when in those transactions between the blessed Trinity of persons, the dear eternal Son of God agreed to take the gift of the poor, unworthy people of God and to save them from all their sin. And that prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, it goes right back to then. And to be found in Christ, as in the fullness of time, God is made manifest in the flesh. As the eternal Son of God is made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Their desire is to be with him then, as he descended and assumed that human body and soul in the womb of the Virgin Mary, one with him in his incarnation. Because he came with their names upon his heart. He came with a work to do. He came in to bring in an everlasting salvation. And, oh, it's that desire that I may be found in him. When he was born in the manger, oh, when he was growing up in his life, one with him, one in him, as he went about doing good, one in him, as he went forth, weaving those precious threads in that glorious robe of righteousness, in that living of that spotless and perfect life. Oh, surely our hope, our desire, our longing is, oh, to be with him, found in him, as he was living out that life on behalf of his poor, unworthy people, unable to live a life free from sin, unable to fulfill every demand of God's holy law. And as he went about, and as he kept it in every point, and as he lived a perfect life, and as he resisted the temptations and the assaults of Satan, oh, surely isn't there a desire in our hearts that we were with him then? Those of us, oh, we find we cannot, we've not yet resisted, are not able to resist at times the many temptations that are upon us. Oh, but to be found in him as he stood fast, as he endured, as he withstood all of those things that Satan would assault him with. And as he lived that perfect life. Oh, the glorious life he lived. Dear friends, when you look at your life and I look at my life, have you ever sought and read the Word of God, and have you ever set yourself and measured yourself against the standard? Oh, how far short. We can come nowhere close, can we? In every thought and action, everything he did, holiness, a perfectness, a spotless, a sinless life. Oh, what a life. Oh, and how, is there not a desire that, we were with him then, as day by day he walked it out, as he came to fulfill all that his Father gave him to do, as he pleased his Father, as his Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, does your heart not go out with a desire to be in him then, when the Father smiles on his only begotten Son and declares, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, that I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness." There is a putting it away, isn't there? The Apostle Paul. Oh, what a life he lived. Oh, what good things he did. He says, "I lay it all aside." He has to lay it all aside. Oh, you know, beloved friends, if you have living faith and I have living faith, good works, works of righteousness, they will come. From time to time, there will be those things that we do which are pleasing unto God. And dear friends, they are the effects of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit dwelling within us. Those things in our lives give evidence to the Spirit of God dwelling within us. And those things come. And dear friends, faith without works is dead, isn't it? We know this from the Word of God. But are our righteousnesses, are those good things that we're enabled by the grace of God and with the help of God able to do, are they in any way something we rest on? Something we look to? Is it something that you've pleaded at the throne of grace? By way of trying to gain merit and favour and the Lord's gracious help? God forbid. Dear friends, these cannot be, can they? What do we sing sometimes? Hymn 112. "My former pride." So I quit the hopes I held before to trust the merits of thy Son. And in verse 3, "Yes, and I must and will esteem all things but loss for Jesus' sake. Oh, may my soul be found in him and of his righteousness partake. The best obedience of my hands dares not appear before thy throne, but faith can answer thy demands by pleading what my Lord has done." And that's the language of the Apostle Paul. And that's the language of this verse. "Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Oh, that desire to be found in him. As he lived his life, found in him, as that time came for him to lay down that life, found in him, as he goes forth from the upper room, found in him as he enters the garden, as he went a little further, as he's prostrate on the ground, in him. Oh, in his most holy mind, as he's grappling with the powers of sin and darkness, in his most holy mind, as he's bearing the eternal punishment due for his people's sin. In him, as the Father turns away his face, dear friends, this is a grief we cannot really truly estimate. When the Father turned from him, away from his only begotten Son, when his Son was made sin for his people, in him then, when he became their sin bearer, when every sin of his church was laid on him, when he was made to be sin who knew no sin. Oh, is that your desire? This is the desire of the publican. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. How can God be merciful to him? How can God be merciful to you? If he spares not you, if he spares you, he must spare not his Son. If he turns the sword of divine justice away from you, whose heart does it pierce? Who's wounded in the place of his friends, in the place of his brethren? Who is it? Oh, to be found in him. Oh, as he goes forth to the judgment, as he's led as a sheep before a shearer, he's dumb and he opens not his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. In him then. Oh, as he's in agony, as he's suffering, as he's been mocked and scourged and buffeted in the judgment hall, and in the presence of the soldiers, as they array him with a purple robe, as they crown him, the crown of thorns. In him. Oh, we must be in him. We must be in him at the judgment hall. We must be in him. Oh, we surely must be in him. As he walks the streets of Jerusalem, bearing his cross. Oh, and it's to go, isn't it, without the camp, bearing his reproach. To go to Mount Calvary. Oh, to walk that walk that David had walked all those many, many, many years previous, who had gone weeping in sackcloth and ashes up the Mount of Olives. Oh, the Lord Jesus, as he's there crucified, in him, be found in him, identified. He was pleased to be identified with his poor, unworthy people. Are you? Am I? They're not ashamed. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. Are you ashamed of him? Oh, with him. With him as he cries that triumphant cry. It is finished. It is finished. The sufferings are finished. The work of redemption is finished. Oh, the sacrifice for sin is finished. Oh, the bringing in of an everlasting salvation is finished. There, the spotless Lamb of God, a sacrifice for sin, is offered up. And is there any sin left? And is there any work undone? And is there anything that's not finished? And the resurrection morning. Oh, to be in him as it's an empty tomb. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Where is he? He is not here. He is risen. He is risen. Oh, King Jesus has risen triumphant from the grave. Oh, there is nothing to hold him. Death has lost its sting for every one of them that are in him. He's suffered and walked the path of death, that they will not die that death, but will be found sleeping in Jesus, awaiting that great change. Oh, and an empty tomb declares plainly that God is pleased. God is satisfied with I. Behold, I and the children that thou hast given me. Isaiah chapter 8. Speaking of Christ Jesus. Oh, the children that thou hast given me. Oh, to be found in him. Oh, and it is, isn't it? To know something of the preciousness of the righteousness of Christ. Oh, the wondrous life he lived. You know, we preach rightly much of the cross of Christ and the precious blood of Christ. Dear friends, how vital the righteousness of Christ. Oh, our souls must be cleansed from all sin if we're to be found in heaven. But what of the life that we should have lived? Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, how it removes all the ruins of our sinful life. But then what of what we should have done? All the things that we should have done that haven't done. Well, then surely there's the sinner's hope. This is the robe of Christ. It's viewed by the church of God. It's viewed by faith. She's not put it on yet. The living church, this side of the grave, have not yet put it on. Oh, there's been a view of it. There's a sweet preciousness of it. It's been viewed as it were, but it's not been put on. No, it's yet to be put on. And what a day, oh, what a day that will be. You know, my mind in recent days has been on Mordecai, and he sat, didn't he, in ashes, dust and ashes, outside of the gate. And we find, don't we, in the book of Esther, I think it's chapter 3, chapter 4, he's weeping and there's wailing and there's many that are in sackcloth and ashes, and Mordecai he's there, he's rent his clothes, and he's sackcloth and ashes on. And Esther hears of it. And we read these things were told her. And the queen was exceedingly grieved. And she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. And we read this. But he received it not. He didn't receive it. I wonder if there's a few of you and you're in your sackcloth and ashes. Oh, you're broken and of a contrite heart. Oh, you've got nothing good. And well-meaning intentions by well-meaning loved ones, though they're meant in love, they cannot take away your sackcloth and ashes, can they? Oh, you can't receive it from them, can you? What is it you need? It's the king's robe, isn't it? That's what you need. You need what only God can give you. You need the righteousness of his Son. You need that raiment of fine needlework that he wrought out from the manger at Bethlehem to Mount Calvary. That's what you need. And only that will do. And everything else comes short. And everything else, oh, it can't make up what you need. But he received it not. And then we find a few chapters later, and Haman is made to bring forth to Mordecai, "Let the royal apparel be brought which the king uses to wear." That's what it is, isn't it? Oh, that's what you need. Nothing short of that. The king's garment, that's what you need. Oh, friends, may we be found seeing a preciousness in that king's garment, the righteousness of Christ. Oh, but may we find some preciousness in receiving that raiment and give him no rest till he commands the word and he brings forth that glorious robe. You know, there was that vision that Ezekiel saw. And he said, didn't he, in Ezekiel 16, "And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, well, thou hast in thy blood live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou hast in thy blood live. And he said, I passed by thee, I looked upon thee, and it was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and I covered thy nakedness, and I washed thee with water. I throughly washed away the blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin. I decked thee with ornaments. I put a jewel on thy forehead. Thou wast decked with gold and silver." Oh, the picture, the transformation. A poor helpless thing covered in blood, transported by the love, in a time of love. And he says this, "And thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom, and thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty." And this is it. "For it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God." Oh, this is the robe, isn't it? Isn't this the hiding place? Isn't this the covering? Isn't this what the hymn writer said? "Lest the shadow of the spot should on my soul be found, he took the robe the Saviour wrought and cast it all around. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? Oh, it's the bride. The bride, the robe she wears. The bride of Christ in the garment of his providing. Well, it is a vast subject. It is a precious subject. And may the Lord apply it to us each. And may the simplicity of the opening desire of the verse not be lost from us and be found in him. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. May God add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. And our friends at Oakington hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday evening. And now, after the benediction, can you just please remain in your seats till 8 o'clock, then we will have a minute's silence in memory of the Queen. Let us close with hymn 176. 176. Now, dearest Lord, to praise thy name, let all our powers agree. Worthy art thou of endless fame, our springs are all in thee. 176.
Do forgive all that thy pure and holy eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this day. Do take us each home in peace and in safety. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.